This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming up. It's the time of the year when farmers go into the classroom. There are so many good conferences coming up where so much can be learned, and one of the best, you'll know this if you've attended in the past, one of the best in terms of good content, actionable content, things you can take home and apply in your operation is the Farm Futures Business Summit. And it'll be coming up the 24th and 25th of this month at Iowa City, Iowa. They'll have 18 idea-packed learning sessions. High-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and farmers will be on the panels, too. And farmers, of course, will be there in the hallway. That's one thing you notice. Other good progressive and aggressive growers attend this meeting, too, and you can learn from them through your discussions. Don't miss this two-day conference, the Farm Futures Business Summit at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th. You can sign up at the website farmfuturessummit.com. Again, that's farmfuturessummit.com. Krispy Kreme stepped in to comfort the Kentucky police officers. At Lexington, Kentucky, no one was injured Monday when a Krispy Kreme truck burned, and so did its contents. Then the Lexington, Kentucky police shared on social media how their officers were mourning the loss of those donuts. The joke caught on, and police departments around the country sent their condolences, mourning the loss of that donut truck that caught fire. Yesterday, Krispy Kreme had a police escort as they delivered dozens of new fresh donuts to the city police department. At an Indianapolis church next Tuesday, they'll hold the funeral service for 20-year-old Purdue University student Tyler Trent, who inspired many across the country through his battle against cancer. At that same time Tuesday evening, they'll hold a candlelight vigil on the school's campus at West Lafayette, Indiana. From this week in agribusiness, the U.S. ethanol industry is reining in its output as the weak profit margins persist. At Aurora, Nebraska, Pacific Ethanol will idle back the western part of its plant there for 2 weeks. The company closed the eastern section of its Aurora plant last month and laid off some 24 workers. And Reuters points out this is the time of the year when the ethanol plants generally boost their output, as the colder weather helps those facilities operate more efficiently. The price of ethanol, by the way, has recovered some from this past fall, as the plants like that one at Aurora, Nebraska, have been throttled back or shut down. For 59 years, they've been welcoming guests to Silver Dollar City at Branson, Missouri, and apparently the thrill is still there. 2,184,000 guests went through the turnstiles at Silver Dollar City last year. That's the most ever. The Parks Communications Director, Lisa Rao, points out that the record was set even with some challenging weather that came through the Branson region last season. That new roller coaster, the $26 million Time Traveler, helped out. In case you're not aware, the Time Traveler is billed as the world's fastest, steepest, tallest spinning roller coaster, which is all I need to hear. Lisa, you could ride it without me. I'll take a rain check on that. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.